Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Glad to be part of your day. Thanks for being part of mine. Sam Norwood is here. Sam's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. We're coming up on 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He has forgotten more about how to manage and operate a business than most of us will ever know, having toiled very mightily over the decades in the world of finance and business acquisitions. He's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back, and I enjoy being with you and sharing what I know.
Always a pleasure to have you here, Sam. In my column this week, one of the things that I said is that the first line of the job description of any CEO, especially a small business CEO, should state, it actually, in my opinion, does state, it is your job to get your business the capital that it needs.
Absolutely.
The first line. What do you think?
It's the first thing, but it's also a continuous thing because, when you capitalize your business, that's getting the money, debt maybe, and investors and your own savings, and you get it going, that's the beginning. But you don't sit back and go, well, now I'm capitalized, now let's go out and do some stuff. It's a continuous thing. It's constantly a challenge. And looking around the corner and being sure that you constantly have the fuel that you need to run that engine of your business is a constant worry. And so many great entrepreneurs have creative ideas and leadership skills, but are not as knowledgeable about finance and financing as they could be. So one of the big
shocks, I think, to most small business CEOs is when they learn that growth is not self-funding.
Yeah, it's so counterintuitive.
It is.
Most people think, without thinking about it, having gone through it, that if I'm profitable, I'm positive cash flow. But the fact is, you can be very profitable, but if you're growing really fast, you're having to constantly put back what you have earned in growing the assets for the growth that is happening, and you can be very likely cash flow negative, even though very positive.
Well, it's sort of like rent, right? You have to pay your rent in advance, right? Before you get to use the property, you got to pay your rent in advance. Before you can actually spend the money you make from the growth, you have to fund it in advance.
Well, it's like the retailer says, you can't sell from an empty wagon.
That's right.
And so you got to have the merchandise, and you have to have your plant, property, and equipment, your people, and all that in place, and that takes advanced money. That's what's inherent in the risk of having a business.
And let's talk about what capital is, because there's so many different terms that are used. People who may not be as familiar with business, they hear revenue, they hear profit, they hear gross profit, net profit, they hear capital, they hear cash, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us what your definition of capital is.
Capital to me is all the financing that's on the right side of the balance sheet that is necessary for you to be able to own the assets that are on the left side of the balance sheet, so that it's the personal the funding that you put in personally as an owner, and when you get other owners, that's the equity that is the equity part of your capital, and then you rush down to the other sources of capital, which would be banks and lenders of different descriptions, and so you have basically debt and equity capital, but there are so many hybrids in between, and that's where a lot of people don't know that they think, well, okay, it's either going to be bank debt or debt, and we're going to put in our equity. But there are hybrids that have some element of equity risk.
But small business owners don't have as much access to those hybrids as big businesses do. But there's a third one there, Sam, that I know you know all about, that I want to make sure we get in here, that I stress over and over again to small business owners, and that's retained earnings.
Yeah.
When you make profit and you leave that in the business, that becomes capital. That's the more retained earnings you can keep, that's money you don't have to borrow from the bank. The more retained earnings you can keep prevents you from having a cash flow problem down the road when things slow down. What do you think, quickly?
Well, that's exactly. You have to retain your earnings. Your banks won't let you give out dividends,
that's
so
right.
You retain those, and that becomes your self-funding source.
Yep, exactly. Hold on to that thought. Sam Norwood is our guest. SamNorwood.com, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
SamNorwood.com, and we're going to be right back till 22. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.